This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi, hey, and hello again. How are you today? This morning we're going to be talking about history, the history of our community. We're going to be reminiscing with you, and if you have some memories that you'd like to share with us, give us a call, 893-1450. Maybe it's some things you did on the Murfreesboro Square that you go back a few years and you remember those. 893-1450 is our number. If you would like to join us this morning, 893-1450. We're reminiscing about the earlier days, and we have quite a few topics to cover this morning. So if you want to be a part of that, dial quickly. 893-1450, 893-1450. And we're going to go back. Do you remember the Frank Ferris Grocery and Feed? Grocers and Feed up on the square. Remember that? Or Osborne Grocery. Yeah. Osborne Brothers Groceries. You remember those? Do you have some memories tied with those places? 893-1450. Did you ever go out to the some of the mills that we've had in the area? I'd like to get some of your memories of some of the mills. Over at Milton, there was a mill on the Stone River there that also was a power plant. Located... right there in the Milton area, and also in Halls Hill and Walter Hill. Those areas had mills. The one in Walter Hill, I guess, was really the best-known power plant. It operated before the Tennessee Valley Authority, and I guess the operators were known as the Murfreesboro Power and Light Company. The old dam was placed on the National Register of Historic Places on November 7th of 1990. But this goes way back. And this is, when you go over to Walter Hill and you see the dam there, it's that's what it was all about. But that goes way back. Do you remember some of the old restaurants, some of the old motels in the area? That's a part of our community, too. Some of the old restaurants in the area. Let's see, what were some of those? I remember McKnight's Restaurant out on the Woodbury Highway. You remember going out there ever? McKnight's Restaurant? There was a restaurant at the Stones River Motel, too. I guess it was probably the late 50s that was so very popular over there. And, of course, the, what was it? Was it the Saddle Restaurant? Is that the one that was at the Jackson Motel? Saddle Road, help me out on that one. 893-1450. And what was their specialty? They had a specialty over there. 893-1450. We're reminiscing this morning about some of the early days of Murfreesboro. Things were a little different back then. And I had somebody call earlier about an ice cream store on Broad. And maybe some of you have some memories of that as well. Ice cream store on Broad. Now, I remember several ice cream stores. One of them, as a matter of fact, even looked like an ice cream cone. Do you remember that one? The one that looked like an ice cream cone? It was I guess, sort of a drive-up. It was not big. Obviously, if it looked like an ice cream cone, the building was not real big. It was a round building, and it was one of those creative structures that looked like, actually looked like an ice cream cone, where you bought the ice cream. Maybe those are some things that you remember this morning. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks.
I love to turn it on and you're reminiscing about old times. You remember when the old stockyard was over there, and as kids we didn't have a whole lot of money, and so we tried to get into a little bit of anything to keep us out of trouble, but yet could be a little bit of fun, and there was always some kind of animal getting loose and a farmer willing to pay. I remember he paid us one time to, I think it was more of a joke, but the pig got loose and ran down the railroad tracks, and he said, "I'll give you boys a dollar if you can grab him." And them older gentlemen just had the greatest time watching us little fools chase that pig down the railroad track.
And got you some extra money, too.
No, we didn't catch that thing.
You didn't
that
catch
thing could fly, boy, but they sure enjoyed it. But they bought us, a hamburger. You remember the old stockyard used to had a little restaurant kind of in there for people that were at the auction, and they could grab them a hamburger. And there was no grain mill that my father worked at when he was younger. You know, it was just right around the corner right there by Hooper, by the Cannonsburg. And he'd let us go in there, and we'd, just piles and piles of that grain. And that was just something you could do for free, to get in there and just play in it, because it wasn't hurting nothing, And it just, anything that was free and would keep us out of trouble. So you know how that goes.
Yeah, kids were more creative, I think, back then. They had to be for their entertainment.
Well, and we grew up right off of Bell Street, and uh-huh. That's one of the saddest days I remember. Now, it's great because they needed the health department, but you remember Critchlow, and there was a man named Ray Duffy, who was the recreation director, and he'd make sure we could get in there and play basketball. And I can tell you now, I wouldn't have told him. We just happened to keep us a little window open so we could sneak in there after hours and just stay out of trouble and shoot basketball just as long as until he drove back through and said, "Okay, boys, it's time to go home now." So. But, there were some free things to do back then, and those things are the ones that I look back and say, boy, I'm glad they were there, because they sure kept us knuckleheads out of trouble. Have a great day, Bart, and I appreciate you reminiscing and talking about things like this.
Thanks for calling. You have a great day. Yeah, Ray Duffy, boy, he was a great person. Boston, is that right? I think that's where he was from. Big Notre Dame fan. And he came to Murfreesboro. I guess he didn't start, but he came to Murfreesboro. The Elrod family brought him here to do the games on WGNS, and he did all the high school games and became very, very popular. And at some point they hired him at the city to be the first director of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. So I'm glad that he brought up Ray Duffy, and we had Ray on the radio before he passed away. This was during the station's 50th anniversary, and that, of course, was a milestone year. That would have been 17 years ago. I remember talking with Ray right here in the studio where we're sitting right now, and he just shared some great memories of earlier days. Maybe you have some memories of Ray Duffy as well. And I guess if we go back to those early days of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, in addition to Ray Duffy, the other person they had on staff at that time was Mr. Hollis Harris. You remember Mr. Harris? He is the one that created the movies Under the Stars. But it was a little different then. And if you can remember some of the early movies Under the Stars, some of the things they did, I'd like to hear from you. This was way before we had TV cameras, way before there was TV, as a matter of fact. But Mr. Harris would go out with a movie camera and take pictures around the community and then show them on the big screen. And it was the first time many people had ever seen themselves in the movies. So those were some great memories, and all tied to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm great, Bart, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Yes, you were talking about Ray Duffy, but I was calling in, and I wanted to know if anyone that was listening could give an update on Mr. Dennis Rainier,
because
he was ill in Florida and brought back to Vanderbilt. And if there's anyone listening, I'd love to get an update on him, Bart. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450. And if someone does have an update on Dennis Rainier, we'd love to hear from you. As she had said, he was transferred to Vanderbilt, and that was about a little over a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And he was there for a while, and I'm not sure what I would imagine he is probably home convalescing, but I would not know that for certain. 893-1450 if you have an update on Dennis Rainier. A lot of folks asking about him and have been, as a matter of fact. We've just been trying to sort of give them space, give the family space, because when something like this, someone gets ill, they're not in a, you know, real good shape to see a lot of people. And when he was in Florida, of course, he didn't have people going to see him. But with him being back here in the Middle Tennessee area, it's a lot easier for people to see him. And sometimes that's not always the best thing. Good intention, but doesn't have the best end result on him getting well. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
I'd just like to call in and reiterate on that fella that called in about sneaking through those windows at Critchlow Gym.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that touched home with me because I was one of the fellas that snuck through that window, too. I call and I'll hang up and listen to what that say about that.
That was so neat. That was a neat gym. That was a very unique gymnasium, and I hated to see that one go. That was the old Critchlow School. Maybe you have some memories of the Critchlow School. But even after it was the Critchlow School, it was the city school board building. The school was, and then the gym was right next door to it. They had all sorts of great activities, the Parks and Recreation Department did, right there at the old Critchlow Gym. Downstairs, they had rooms for, crafts and arts, things of that sort. And then the gym just served all sorts of functions. In addition to the gym, it had a stage in it, a big auditorium, too. I mean, lots of seats. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. Bart, Mr. Duffy, he was from Boston.
Boston.
And when he retired, he told me, he said, I'm going back to Boston where all my friends and everything that I left. And he was gone 6 months. He was back in Maryland. I said, I thought you'd gone moved back to Boston. Well, it's better here. And he was a very great person for the young kids and everything around there. I know mine really liked him, and they played ball and everything over there. And he did hire Dennis to, his assistant on there. And Dennis kept it up just like he had it and everything, and he was good, too.
We've really been fortunate.
Be a friend for Dennis to get well and everything. He's a very fine person.
Wonderful person. You're absolutely correct on that. Thank you for calling. And we are so fortunate when you look back on the history of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department and those people who were involved and who are involved. They're the ones who shape the lives of our kids. I mean, they have so much impact on their lives. Starting with Ray Duffy, the first director, and then Dennis Rainier, he came along. And then after Dennis, of course, Lanny Goodman is continuing the tradition of greatness, really, is what it's all about, with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And our hearts go out to Dennis Rainier and his family. We just hope that he is doing much better. And if any one of you has an update on Dennis, give us a call, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there. That sounds like a strange number there. 893-1450. We're going to just let that one go away. 893-1450. It sounded like a fax machine almost. You're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro, and we are here reminiscing about some of the earlier days. We've been talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We've been talking about some of the things kids used to do to, occupy themselves. We're moving into fall now. Do you remember any particular hay ride? Well, I remember the first hay ride I ever went to, and it was over in Christiana. What a fun time that was. I guess it was because it was the first one, made it so special. And then what was the first time you ever, do you remember the first time you cooked hot dogs over a fire, maybe outside? Maybe it wasn't hot dogs. Maybe it was marshmallows. Did you set yours on fire always? Mine did too, yeah. So they tasted better that way. I'm not sure why. But they were mighty good. And I think that's another part where the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department continues those old traditions. They are, as always, continuing with one of their hay rides every fall, and this is at the General Bragg Trailhead, coming up pretty soon. And that's just another way to sort of step back in time. You get the hay ride, and they have the open fire and some campfire music, all of this. Pretty neat stuff. 893-1450. Do you remember Charles Clothing? Charles Clothiers, I guess it is. Was right up on the square. What was your favorite memory about that? And what about the dime stores? What about Brown Shoe Store? Now, you have some memories of Brown Shoe Store? Or the Hub Store? Some great memories dealing with the Hub Store, I'm sure. Big memories around the Murfreesboro area. Of course, everything was focused on the Murfreesboro Square in those days. If you go back, you know, 50s, I guess, there were no shopping centers. This was before Jackson Heights, before Mercury Plaza. Jackson Heights was the first shopping center. Mercury Plaza was the second one. And I remember Jackson Heights, the thing I enjoyed most, and you might want to jump in on this a little bit, was the playground, indoor playground. Had miniature golf, had a little train that you rode around in. It was underneath Jackson Heights. And word is that much of that is still there. Yeah. Funland, is that what it was called? Funland? Yeah, you could enter it. There was some steps that you could enter right there. Between, you know, where the inset is on the front of Jackson Heights, right beside what's now Blue Restaurant, there were some steps that went down into Funland from there. And, of course, you could also enter from the back. Did you remember some fun times at Funland? 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We'll be right back. We're reminiscing this morning. If you have some memories you'd like to share with us, dial us, 893-1450.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Chuck Clemens. I'm very excited about all the new growth here at Ford of Murfreesboro. I'm glad all my friends are still here. I've been here for 19 years.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro.
A lot of us have been working in Murfreesboro a long time, and we hope to continue seeing our valuable customers.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning to you from WGNS. Let's take a look at the Murfreesboro traffic. See what is happening. John, tell us all about the do's and don'ts of the
area. Good morning, Rutherford County. As you make your way to work this Monday morning, guys, happy to report no major accidents out there along your interstates. Actually, not looking too bad all the way into the downtown area. However, guys, make sure you are aware, starting at 8 o'clock today, the traffic signal at Vine Street and Mania Avenue will be put on flash mode. Access drives to local residents and businesses will be kept open at all times as work continues along Mania Avenue between East Castle and Vine Street. Bradford Hardware Flooring has over 20 years' experience, and they can help with your finishing, installation, and repairs. Call Bradford Hardware Flooring at 251-5384. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. Let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
A frost advisory continues through the morning hours. Sunshine today, high of 71. We'll have a calm wind becoming north-northwest around 5. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, 46.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The opinions you heard are not necessarily those of our advertisers, staff, or WGNS Murfreesboro.
Freedom of speech pulsates with good neighbor talk.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
Welcome back. We're reminiscing today, stepping back in time. And this one really goes back. Did you know that when someone wanted to fly in and out of Nashville between 1929 and 1937, they came through Murfreesboro? Did you know that? Yeah. The Murfreesboro Airport, not the one that we know of for now. No, this is out where the boat factory, that general area is. Sky Harbor, that was the official Nashville airport. The 1930s automobiles surrounded that terminal in the main hangar over there at Sky Harbor. Planes were quite different then, mainly the biplanes, the two wings. U.S. mail biplanes were there. It was, for an airport in those years, it was a pretty busy airport. American Airways later became American Airlines. And the 118th Airlift Wing of the 105th Airlift Squadron called Sky Harbor home for a short period of time. Now, that's a fascinating place, Sky Harbor. It's a place you have to visit in photographs now, though, because it's only a memory. But if you have some memories of Sky Harbor, or perhaps had a loved one who worked there, give us a call, 893-1450. 893-1450. And the old Mooney School, do you remember that? Or do you have any pictures of the old Mooney School? It was around in the turn of the century, 1901. The artists have a rendering of it. It was, I'm not even sure there is a photograph of it. But it was a beautiful building with giant columns on the front. Looked like a big school, too. And it created a very professional atmosphere. Students, professor, and administrators undoubtedly enjoyed the stylings of the classical architecture, which made the school one of the premier structures in town. The Mooney School, back in 1901. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hey, Bart. Doing fine. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I just was just going to comment on Sky Harbor. I can remember as a kid, it's probably about 12, 13, riding down the road with Major Walls, and people can remember Major Walls that, owned the Omni Hut. He was at Pearl Harbor. He was a pilot during World War II in the Pacific battle. But I remember him telling us that story about Sky Harbor, and I just, be honest with you, as a kid, I didn't believe him. I just thought, oh, this guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about, But looking back, it's those little stories where you catch it from these older guys. Major Walls is about 92 now. He's not in the best of health. But it's kind of neat to hear these things in the history that we've got here. But I'll hang up and listen, Bart.
Well, I appreciate your calling, and thank you for bringing Major Walls to our attention, because he's one of those people who have had a positive impact on the community and continues to with the Omni Hut. I mean, that's something that he had a dream of. I guess that it was part of, he was, I believe, stationed over at Seward Air Force Base, and had been in the Pacific Ocean area, and was I guess part of that culture and saw it and brought it back for us to enjoy with the Omni Hut, and that is still bringing memories to people all the time. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
I can hardly hear you. I just wanted to ask a question on shift from the airport. When I think Mullen Jewelry, that building, his store was built in 1900. And I was wondering, does anyone know, was all that section on South Side of Square built at one time? Or were their stores added one at a time? If anyone knows that.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Yeah, does anybody know about the south side of the square? Was that built at one time, or did it sort of grow in pieces? 893-1450 is our phone number. Now, the part that Mullins is located in, on over and going toward the west side, that looks all like, it looks all similar. But the other part does look different. Somebody may have some exact information on that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart. I had a question. Do you have any kind of news report on the lady that was hit in front of Dodge store Saturday night and her condition is or anything?
I don't have anything right now. The police department's office won't be officially open. I mean, the place that has that information until a little around 9 o'clock, and we do have a call in to them for that information.
Okay, I just kind of wondering. I heard about it, and I was wondering, you know, is the lady, is she gonna be okay or anything? So
what time? Did that happen? Do you recall?
It was somewhere around 11:30 or so, give or take. Actually, I was in Nashville Saturday night at the Old Hickory Boulevard there at the TCA, and waiting on a city cab to pick me up to bring me in and to Murfreesboro. And the driver was telling us about it, and the driver was talking to the city cab dispatch, and it just had happened. And it was, like I said, I think around 11:30, give or take a little bit. And when we come into town, we drove by there on Broad Street and had part of it blocked off there in front of Dodge, and there was about 6 police cars there. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all I know about it.
Well, keep listening, and we will have that information as soon as we get it from the police department.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mark.
You have a great day. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Now, this is going back a little bit further than I was when I was born. My daddy used to go to school over here at where it used to be the electric department on Warner Street.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when it was built, this high school over here?
When Central High School was built?
No, sir, over here on Warner Street. Long time ago.
Okay. Do I remember when the electric department was built?
No, sir. I won't know when was the high school, the high school over here on Warner Street was built a long time ago. That Fort Central is even thought of.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't even know there was a high school on Walnut.
Yes, sir. Back in 1915, 1916, somewhere in the neighborhood of that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And my dad used to go to school there, and he had a sack of lunch, and he put his sack of lunch in when he got there with it in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't remember that?
I don't remember that. No, and I do think that Central High School was on Maple, and it burned down in the late 40s, I believe it was, mid to late 40s, and then moved over to where it is now. But I don't remember any school on Maple.
It was on Maple Street, but...
Now, that would be Central then.
Yes, sir. That's way back. At 19... I imagine it's about 1919 or 1918.
Yeah, it could very well have been, and it burned down, though, in the 40s.
Yes, sir. Yes,
late
sir.
40s.
Yes, sir. I just wondered if you knew anything about it.
That's about all I know about it. Maybe somebody else listening can share some memories about it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank
have a good
you.
Day.
You too. Anybody have some memories of Central High School, the one that burned, that was over on Maple Street? Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just sitting there listening to you. What year was Murfreesboro put on the map? How far back did Murfreesboro go?
Well, let's see. We are celebrating our 200th anniversary this coming year. So it would be 200 years ago. That'd be, 1812. That was, we were chartered. And it was not the town we know of right now, though.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I've been around there a pretty good while myself, and I was just wondering when they went on the map. And I also remember that little airport down on the old National Highway being a young boy.
Those were some neat airplanes to see, I would imagine.
Yeah, they were antique. They sure were.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. This is a special year for Murfreesboro, the bicentennial year. And it was back 1811 or so that people here in the community petitioned the state legislature to make this the county seat. And it was done, and they made it Canonsburg. And while that was going on, there were some other issues. Family people here in the community sort of juggling things around, trying to get somebody that they wanted to honor, have the city named after them. And so the Lytle family gave quite a bit of land, which is basically the town square and all around that uptown area, of Captain William Lytle, who was a Revolutionary War hero. He had, as part of his, I guess you could say, reward for what he had done in the Revolutionary War, he was given a huge amount of land, and he obviously wanted to see the land be beneficial. And back then, I guess, the best way to improve land, to make improvements, because this was out in the wilderness, you have to remember this was back when this was Indian hunting areas, very good Indian hunting areas. And so he wanted to encourage improvement. And what better way than to have a city locate right there? So he petitioned that, and there was another family too, and they were sort of vying for the rights, and somehow he got it, and his friend Hardy Murfree became the name of the city, Murfreesboro, and that was about a month after Canonsburg was named the village. So this was a little village too, so it goes way back, but things were quite different back then. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Well, I've got a question. You asked about the ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Remember when Dairy Queen was on Broad Street?
Oh, yeah.
And then across the street from it was Kruger's Market, and that's where the Cedar Bucket started at, the big Cedar Bucket.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, and then you go on down Broad Street, you had either Regal Cream or Rebel Made down there beside that had the charred hamburgers down there. I think Goff ended up with... the grill when it got through down beside Jennings Tire Company.
Mm-hmm.
And, And then on Memorial, you had Snow White and Wriggle Cream sit on top of the hill.
Absolutely. And those were all family businesses. But that's about all we had, I guess, back then. Mostly families.
Well, and then I've got a question. What was the name of the sawmill where the McFadden Community Center is sitting at now? It's a cedar sawmill.
I'll bet you somebody knows. We'll have to find out.
Right, and that's what I was just wondering. What was the name of that sawmill?
The Cedar Sawmill. Where the
beside, it was right. It's built. The community center, McFadden Community Center, is built on it.
I bet you somebody knows. Keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Anybody have that information? What was the name of that Cedar Sawmill over where the McFadden Community Center is now, over on the Bridge Avenue area? 893-1450. Like to hear from you. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
You were saying the Mooney Boys School? There's not a picture of it.
Well, we have a drawing that I saw in a book. I don't have a real photograph, but the drawing is just beautiful.
Well, it is a beautiful house, and I have a book that I bought over at Shacklett's called Murfreesboro. And it's a postcard book, and there's a picture of that school in that book. Of course, it's a postcard picture, but it says that you can still see part of it on the sidewalk in the 1000 block of East Main. And I'll get off just in case somebody knows the name of the sawmill, because I don't know that.
Okay. But you said you can see part of it on the sidewalk? What was it?
Yes, it says the sidewalk leading up to this old building can still be seen on the south side of the 1000 block on East Main Street. So it is a beautiful house, but this is just a postcard. It's called the Mooney's Boys. The Mooney Boys School.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen that picture, and it is gorgeous.
Uh-huh. It's a big house. It's a big house. No trees around it, so that's unusual because East Main is covered in trees.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. If you have some thoughts you'd like to share with us, dial us, 893-1450. And if you remember the name of that cedar sawmill where the McFadden Center is now, call us, 893-1450. We have some folks, and you're coming up next. So if you're on hold, hold on. You'll be on next.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
A frost advisory continues through the morning hours. Sunshine today, high of 71. We'll have a calm wind becoming north-northwest around 5. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, 46.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we're reminiscing today. 893-1450. Do any of you remember the name of the Cedar Sawmill where the McFadden Community Center is now over on Bridge Avenue? 893-1450 is our number. And let's go to the phones for some memories. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
I believe that was Gilmore. Gilmore Sawmill.
Gilmore, okay.
Gilmore Sawmill. He's the one that operated it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gilmore Sawmill.
I believe it was Gilmore. I know he's the one that operated it.
Well, that makes sense then. All righty.
And we'll see if anybody else can, because I know he's, I know because I've, I lived around where it was, it was a sawmill there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Gilmore was the one that operated it.
Now, and that it area was, had a name, too, didn't it? Was it a hill? Some kind, had some kind of a name?
A hill.
What was not, it?
It was right there where, it's right there where that community center was built.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was the sawmill.
But
now, there was a hill they call Happy Hill over
Happy Hill.
Farther.
Okay. A little farther, okay.
That was over there where the concrete place and everything was.
Oh, okay. I knew something out there was a hill.
Yeah, okay. that was a happy hill. They used to call it Happy Hill. That was over where the concrete place is, operated and all. And Vaughn's, they used to have a Vaughn grocery over there on near that.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Gilmore Cedar Sawmill.
I believe that, I know Gilmore operated it.
All righty.
And well, my husband said, and they did a lot of cedar, and he said, that, said they, it was Gilmore operated it.
Okay.
And, but I remember when it was there.
Sounds like we've got some authoritative people here listening.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You Goodbye. Have a super day. Bye-bye. Gilmore Cedar Sawmill. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you?
Bart?
Good morning.
This is Jim Avery.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, she's right. It was Gilmore. We called it Gilmore's Pole Yard, but it was a cedar. He had a sawmill there, and they didn't make any cedar out of there. All the cedar buckets and everything were made over to Bucket Factory. But and the hill you're thinking about behind McFadden School over there on Mill Street and mm-hmm. there, that was called Onion Hill.
Onion Hill.
And you had Happy Hill over on the other side. That was a mill community. The American Pencil Company was over there, and that was a mill community. People that worked in the mills lived there, and it became known as Happy Hill.
Okay.
Then you had Westview proper, is what we called it, in the middle, Bridge Avenue. And then, of course, you had Onion Hill behind McFadden School. And Carlton's Grocery was right across the street. At first, they were down on the corner of Kings Highway and Bridge Avenue. But then they moved up to the corner of Cannon Avenue and Bridge, right across the street from the pole yard and from McFadden School. But and then Vaughn's Grocery was down at the end of Kings Highway, and ran Ordway Street or James Street 1 run up the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And but before Vaughn had it, and I don't know who had it before her, but back in late 30s and 40s, Mr. Robb, he was a Jewish man, ran that store, and he was a balloonist.
A balloonist.
He liked to fly hot air balloons, and he was very much of a character. But he had that grocery, until that he and his wife, they retired and moved to Florida. But anyway, I'm here at the Wellness Center. My wife said that y'all trying to find out what the name of that cedar yard was, and I came in here and called you, so I've got to get in here and get to work.
Get some work out. Jim, you are a miracle, I tell you.
Well, I'm trying to lose weight, but it seems the thinner I try, the fatter I get.
The other day I saw you, and you looked tremendous.
Well, I'm doing good, but I just thought I'd call, but she beat me to it. But she's right. It was Gilmore's.
Thank you for sharing that.
See you later, Mark.
Have a good day. I tell you, he is looking good. For those of you who are our good friends with Jim Averett, he is looking great. I saw him the other day at the Wellness Center, moving around on his own without any problem. And you go back a year, and he couldn't walk. I tell you, they do a phenomenal job over there. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, Bart, it's me again. I was calling in about the question you just answered, and they answered the question about the Gilmore and all of that. But I didn't want to hang up. But up around the square, you was talking about the Hub department store.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was probably one of the best salesmen they had around through there, being a young boy. I think I brought this up once before. Might have been last year about this time when you had the program on. My mother sent me out to do some shopping. She turned me loose, you know, she figured I was old enough. And she let me have some money to go to Hub to get me a suit. So with my size and everything, it's always been hard to fit clothes, you know, thin frame, slim dude. And he had the right pants. I found the pants, but the jacket was, you know, it was hard to find a jacket, so he wasn't going to let me get out of there.
Here's a customer with money.
Yeah, he wasn't going to let me come out of there without getting the coat to go with it. And so me being young and inexperienced, I tried to coat on the length was good for the arms and stuff, but through the shoulders and around through your waist and stuff. Later on, I figured out what he did. He took his hands and he drew the coat, took the middle of the coat, he took it and tightened it up on me when I buttoned my suit up. Uh-huh. It looked like it fit when I was looking in the mirror. And man, when I got home, I tried the coat on and I was just lost. I was lost. The coat was actually about 3 or 4 sizes too big for me. And my mother took me right back up there, man. She chewed him out real good. But he was a good guy. He knew everybody in Murfreesboro. And like I say, I think he's probably one of the best salesmen that ever came around the square foot getting rid of stuff.
So you just have a good day. Thank you for calling. That's a good story. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you
yes,
today?
Yes, Mark. Where the cedar bucket was at right on Broad,
mm-hmm.
I think that was called Trigger and Robertson.
Ah, okay.
That was where that cedar bucket was, because my dad hauled cedar there a long time ago. And over there at where we have church now, was there was a little market there, Puke Ways Market, that's mm-hmm. right up from, you know, the school there. And it was a Puke Ways Market and a cab company and a lot of things. So we have a church there now, so. I thought I'd share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. And, of course, everybody remembers that the cedar bucket arsonist set that on fire a good many years ago. And I understand that some folks are doing some renovations. They tried to renovate it, but it was too far gone, and it has been on display. But I think that it's going to... some folks have actually rebuilt one, and we may be seeing that in the very near future. We're sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell too much about that. But keep listening to the radio, and you'll be hearing all about the cedar bucket. Man, this has been fun today. Thank you for joining us. You have a super rest of the day. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS. Keep that smile on your face.